Heather Mazier wants to be Maryland's next governor, and she believes that the state is ready to elect someone with her more liberal views on issues like legalizing marijuana and providing paid family leave. The two-term delegate from Tacoma Park is confident she can pull off the surprise and win the Democratic Party's nomination in June. WIPR's John Lee has this profile.
10 years ago, when she was serving on the Tacoma Park City Council, Heather Mazier helped to pass a resolution putting the city on record supporting same-sex marriage. At the time, Mazier, who is gay, described proudly liberal Tacoma Park as a refuge, almost a protective bubble. Now, same-sex marriage is legal throughout Maryland.
It has been remarkable to see the breakneck pace with which Maryland has evolved on issues of equality.
Still, Mazier says Maryland's legislators are leading from behind on issues like same-sex marriage and legalizing marijuana. People are ready for change, while Annapolis has a case of the slows.
We have allowed other states to take the first big progressive step, and then after they've proven that it's okay, we rally the troops to get it done here in our state.
Mazier says that will change if she's elected governor. Maryland will lead the way in having a living wage tied to the rate of inflation rather than just a minimum wage. Other initiatives in a Mazier administration, a paid family leave policy, universal pre-K education, including half days for some three-year-olds, marijuana legalized and taxed. Getting her party's nomination will not be easy. Mazier's opponents, Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown and Attorney General Doug Gansler, are better known and have far more money to spend. Nonetheless, Republicans say if Mazier does manage to pull off a victory, they won't be shut out of the halls of power. Kathy Shalega, the House Republican whip, has served with Mazier on the House Appropriations Committee. Shalega describes their relationship as respectful, even though they disagree on many issues.
I know that she respects the views of others and wants to be inclusive, understands that my district from rural Baltimore and Harford counties does not look like her district of Tacoma Park.
Mazier grew up in central Illinois and cut her teeth in politics at her father's side. He was a member of the United Auto Workers, worked 32 years as a welder. When Mazier was 9, the union went on strike, and her father took her to the picket lines.
And showed me firsthand what it meant to have the courage of your convictions and how to stand up and fight for what you believe in.
When she was a junior at the University of Illinois, Mazier landed an internship in Washington. While in D.C., she also got a part-time job in a congressional office. That was the start of a 10-year career on Capitol Hill, including 3 years as U.S. Senator John Kerry's domestic policy director. It was during that time, in 2003, that Mazier ran for a seat on the Tacoma Park City Council. She won. Mayor Bruce Williams was at that time a city councilman alongside Mazier.
I think she has experience at working on the inside, but she also can be fairly independent and kind of not necessarily go along to get along.
Mazier was first elected to the House in 2006 and reelected in 2010. As she travels the state in her run for governor, she says people at times question her electability, but not because she's gay. Mazier says her marriage to her wife Deborah doesn't come up.
Case closed. We've moved on. Maryland is an affirming, open state that respects everyone and wants them all treated equally under the law, and it's a beautiful thing to witness.
Will Marylanders witness a major upset, a Mazier victory in the Democratic gubernatorial primary? We'll have to wait until late June to find out. I'm John Lee reporting in Annapolis for 88.1 WIPR.
Our profile of Heather Mazier is part of a WIPR series that focuses on the gubernatorial candidates. You can find previous profiles online at WIPR.org. Click the newsroom link.